Welcome to Dr. Fred Bell's Health, Science, and Energy Show on this wonderful day of May 2007. You fill in the blank. Sorry I wasn't with you live last week. We were up doing the Sound Healing Center. It was an amazing thing in San Francisco. I was with some very talented musicians from all over the world, basically. And I actually played a concert, and they didn't kick me out. I was accepted, can you believe it, by real musicians. They didn't know that I was not a musician. I'm a mad scientist pushing notes down on, black and white notes down on a keyboard and voicing a little bit here and there. But we had a great show. One of the people I really had a lot of fun with, his name is Randy Masters. He'll be on next week on the show, and he will also be coming to our seminar in 3 weeks, June 9, 10, and 11. You listeners in New York and Chicago, and welcome, of course, 1340 Tantalk, Florida, all you Miamiites and everybody. You need to sign up for this workshop that I'm doing. It's going to be amazing. We're going to have a light show in the living room. We're going to have some entities. Maybe we'll open up Stargate and push a few of you out into the galaxy. Dr. Valerie Olmsted is going to be here on Sunday to give us a great talk about the hologram. A good friend of Stephen Barish, who's coming up in a minute, my other sidekick. We're going to have a great time. Randy Masters, by the way, will bring down, you might be able to hear this, I'll play this. That is a hydrogen tuning fork. And it really is amazing. You put this on your body and you receive healing with it. And he makes, because of my work in Rays of Truth, Crystals of Life book, he developed a whole product line of tuning forks. And a tuning fork looks like a regular fork, except the tines on it, there's only two, and it's about 8 inches long, and the handle's about 3 inches long, and it vibrates for like 5 minutes once you bang it on something. He also makes a series of wind chimes that are very nice, and his website is posted on the front page of bbsradio.com. So we're starting to get out more and more and more. You'll see more of us out on the road. I plan to go back to New York at some point, down to Miami to visit my Miami listeners at some point. And we are starting to forge ahead now on the Inside Track book. Don't give up on it. I'm also going to be obviously doing a new album. And I might even play some live music if I get a chance at the... actually, I think I probably will at this seminar. It's going to be some pretty cool stuff. The Pleiadian sound, there's a guy named Bob Hoover who used to work with Paul Allen over at Microsoft. They formed a $300 million company up in the Bay Area, and Bob Hoover designed a lot of different synthesizers. And a lot of them that he designed, he had a whole product line. He worked with Tom Oberheim, who was in Santa Monica doing the old Oberheim synthesizers, Robert Moog of the Moog fame. This is an inside group that I've fallen into, and they love the Pleiadian sounds. You'll hear a little bit of my music, but when I do it raw and unfettered and live, things happen. And one of the things that we are working on now, which I have achieved in the laboratory, is levitation. And so we're going to be working on the harmonics, because the sounds that I use on the D50 synthesizer, the Roland unit, came from an offspring of recorded Pleiadian ship sounds. And then with processed by what's called linear arithmetic synthesis. And so Bob Hoover is a designer of all this stuff. And I don't know if I can get him. He's coming, by the way, he is coming to the seminar. He told me I'd probably get him up to speak a little bit too. The guy is brilliant. He's been all over the world. He knows everybody, the who's who in music. They all know him. He's like one of the great gods like Robert Moog was. So he's probably his successor. And he has a very interesting company now where they're making speakers, the finest speakers, way beyond anything that Bose makes, and he's currently doing that as a big project, and this guy is brilliant. So anyhow, that's a little bit about the Sound Healing Center conference that we had up in San Francisco at the Jack Tarwell's Dow Cathedral Hill Hotel. And so with that said, I want to bring on my sidekick, Steve Barish. Steve, are you there?
Yes, I am, Fred. How you doing?
I'm doing good. I heard you're master crystalling.
Yes, I got my master crystal.
Yeah, what happened?
And I put it. Oh my God!
Put it in the
master. There's so much happening with that crystal. The first thing I did was put it under my table, and we had a wonderful conversation It became me and I became the crystal. It was just a wonderful, wonderful feeling having this crystal underneath the table. And the first day I used it, I had a very good friend of mine, Joyce, who I was working on. And the third eye, which is, you know, between the eyes, became the whole face.
Now, what's that on the person that you were working on?
Right. When I was working with Joyce, her whole face became the third eye.
Okay.
And right in the center of the nose, it was almost like a television, and she had problems with her sacrum. And so what we did, I actually brought the sacrum up right through the third eye, which was the whole face. I could see the sacrum, and I could see her spine, which was curved, and believe it or not, we both felt the spine just changed instantaneously.
Wow.
So what I did was, she could feel it as the spine was straightening out. I was looking at it straightening out almost like a television.
Right.
And that's when I was using this crystal. So there's a lot to it. The other part of it is that I could bring up anything I wanted from the body. The DNA, I bring that up anyhow, but I was looking at the cells, I was looking at every bone in her body, I was looking at the skin, I was looking at the blood. Everything was being brought up in front of me, and I suspect that the crystal was helping me definitely opening up the third eye more to the full face. And it became a TV screen. It's just absolutely incredible what you can do with your mind.
Yeah, so one of the things I explain in my work with the crystals, okay, in the body,
yes.
And it's in my book, Death of Ignorance, the kundalini energy or the chi force, when it moves up and down the spine, spine acts like a linear accelerator. And what happens is when you are in tune with your body you're not all grossed out with heavy toxins, your body will, your electrical wiring system of the central nervous system, of 72,000 wires going from the brain down to the base of the spine, the conductivity changes from that of a piece of lead to a piece of gold or copper. So in other words, your body becomes highly conductive.
Yes.
When that happens, this energy goes like a linear accelerator up the vertebrae. The cerebral spinal fluid will rise to a degree and it will accelerate this electrical energy into the base of the brain. The base of the brain then radiates this energy. It acts like a TV screen. So so if a person's face will actually light up, and it will also send out radiation, like if you're doing telepathy, for example, this is how telepathy sends out radiation, because the spinal cord is bombarding the gray matter on the brain. In a television set, you have in the old televisions, it's easier to explain, you had a great big long neck on the picture tube, which accelerated electrons up and struck the screen of the picture tube, lighting up phosphors, which were arranged in red, green, and blue triangles, which then caused them to glow, which gave a color image or a black and white image, depending on the phosphor. So you had an image on the front, plus leaving that, of course, was X-ray and gamma radiation. That's why the old television screens, when they were placed in the LCDs and all these other new screens, was much better because people were getting dosed from radiation. But and then when you bring in the crystal, Simsimyasi told me that the crystal is a perfect synthesis of spirit and matter in zero time. So what this means is that when you have a large crystal like you do, number one, it's got Akashic records. All crystals have Akashic records built into them. The depth of the records depends on somewhat on the size of the crystal and how you access it. But what happens is the crystal itself, because it's Akashic record, is recording all the events of humanity. And when you personally take on a crystal, like a master crystal like you did, it will start to clear it. It'll start. Your energy will be close to it. It's tuned to you, so it'll start, turn from a milky color to a very clear, clear image. Then what happens is, after that, it will protect you. If there's somebody comes up to bother you, it'll resonate on your auric frequency, and you might go home from your shop. Somebody wants to break into your shop, but that crystal will send out an energy and make a would-be intruder think that you're actually in there. They'll psychically freak out, and they do all this kind of stuff. At the same time, it's physically growing in weight at a tenth of 1% for 10 years, so it's actually growing while it sits under your table. Yeah, there's a lot of stuff going on, and that's why these master crystals with a clockwise spin from north of the equator that came from the Arkansas mines have become so expensive and so valuable, and people that use them. Because I remember, how long did it take me to get you to get a master crystal? I mean,
at least a year, Fred. We went back and forth for that master crystal, and it's the best thing I've ever gotten.
Yeah, and so, but I mean, you actually, even to get this one, you really were fighting me all the way, and I was going to push this thing down your throat, but I sort of did. But you seem to be happy about it now.
Yes, very very happy.
Yeah,
very very happy. The master crystal. As a matter of fact, I went to work this evening around 8 o'clock, and I could see the energy. We have a steel door. Of course, it's painted. It looks nice. But the energy from the master crystal was about 6 feet out from the door, and it's extremely powerful. It lit up the whole office, and I have a 600-foot vortex above my room. And now it's about almost a mile. So the extent of it is unbelievable. And I think also what we should really discuss maybe tonight, I was talking to you about healing people.
We were talking about that earlier.
Right.
Yeah,
and
you want to do remote healing over the phone. You're pretty good now.
What I'm going to do, Fred, is this. I think that we can handle about 10,000 people.
Yeah, okay.
I think I'm going to send out a lot of healing energy to a lot of people tonight see if they can feel it. And I'm pretty well sure that it can be done. The universe is our playground, Fred. You and I go on a different level, I think.
Yeah.
And the universe, once you open up that to the universe, everything is possible. There's nothing impossible. Everything is possible. And I was told that I could handle a lot of people tonight. And so I'm going to start sending out the energy. We can continue talking. It's starting to work already.
All right. So I want everybody to realize we have call-in numbers, and they can be seen on the screen of VBS Radio. And if there's questions, we just go to the front page and go down, scroll down a little bit, and you'll see live chat. And I always respond on the air to the live chat room. So those of you who want to do that. So even if you don't get it in, the lines get full, it's okay to do the live chat because I can talk on the phone and do that simultaneously because my computer's right in front of me. Okay, go ahead.
The energy is starting to come down already. I can feel it from the universe and I can feel it from heaven. So it's going to a lot of different people and they're going to feel an electrical charge, almost like a pretty good electrical charge. It's going to feel wonderful to a lot of people. It'll feel warm or cool. But I think people are going to be very surprised with that kind of energy. And I'm not doing this out of ego. What I'm doing this is to help people and let them know that it can be done. All we need to do is open up to the universe. That's all we need to do. And I think once that's done, you can really do anything. You can just pour down love from heaven.
Yeah,
and that's what we're doing tonight.
Everybody needs to be doing that.
You bet. You bet.
Have you been teaching this to other people?
I have four women that I've been working with that I'm training in case, God forbid, something should happen to me. They'll have all this knowledge.
Oh, good.
And I've been working with them, and I have a very dear friend of mine. Her name is Debbie B. and Christy G. And there's a lot of other people that are very, very wonderful with energy. And they're becoming extremely powerful, and I love working with them. I think the biggest thing with the universe is that everything we need to do is just let everything go, and the universe will connect with us even more. It's just something that's so important to do. And a lot of people are looking for freedom of choice, and it's not that the choice that I've made. I'm looking for freedom from choice. Because once that universe is connected to you, you do have freedom from choice. Because you're connected to the universe, you're connected to the divine will, and the divine will takes over. And
yeah,
that's what we need to do. Pardon?
Now, tell me, did you get a, now that we're doing the healing, what happens when people come in and they get on your table? Because you put the master crystal under your table, right?
Fred, people have been able to feel that before they even walk into the building.
Oh, okay.
Energized
the building rather quickly.
It energized the complete building. There's no question about it.
Yeah.
People are feeling it way before they even walk into the building. They're feeling it in the parking lot. So there's a lot that's happening, and I think it's really wonderful. And it's been really wonderful for me because I've only had it a few days, and my goodness gracious, I mean, I have a connection with this crystal. It's becoming a dear friend. It's just wonderful. I don't know why I fought you so long for this doggone crystal, but I did. Now I'm glad I have it.
Now, well, I'm going to come up.
I'm thinking about ordering another one. Pardon me?
Yeah, well, we got the other one. Still want it, but the price went up a little bit, but I'll make it, you know. Anyway, do you wear your receptor most of the time when you're doing healing now?
Yes, I'm having I'm wearing my receptor now as we speak. My receptor is 18 karat gold. It has the platinum bridge with diamonds, and I have a carat diamond that I use on the top of the bridge, and it's extremely powerful. So I just ordered. The other necklace, matter of fact.
Yeah, I've got your diamonds. I've got a question on the internet from you from a guy named Richard. I assume that's a male name. Could be a female. You never know today. He says, Richard's asking you, I've had my receptor since December, a peridot. When will I be ready for the next stone? So could you psychically tune in to him, please, and answer that question?
Yes. He'll be ready in December.
December. Okay. So he had to go a whole year with it then.
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah.
Do you have an idea what he's going to need if he's wearing a peridot now?
He'll need an emerald.
Emerald, okay.
He'll need an emerald.
Now, a question from David. Is the ultrasonic a cleaner okay way to clean tarnish from my sterling silver receptor? Well, I'll answer that one. It's okay. We've been using it. I actually take it over the jeweler. I'll try to polish a silver one sometimes with cleaner, but... My friend that's coming on the show one of these days, Ken Norton, the boxer from Muhammad Ali's time, he has a silver one, and he takes it over there all the time. I've always tried to get him into a gold one, but he likes the silver, so I there's no problem with the ultrasonic. How do you feel about using ultrasonic on a receptor?
Yeah, I have Debbie, hers gets very tarnished, and that's Debbie B., and we took it over to the jewelers, and I get mine clean, I get hers clean, and it comes out beautiful.
Yeah, so they use the ultrasonic on it.
Yes.
The cleaner.
Yes.
Yeah,
yes.
That's good.
That's the way I found to use it.
Yeah.
It doesn't take the finish off.
Yeah.
Really works.
Okay, here's another question. Explain the differences of the new changes on the new receptors and its effects. Well, I guess that's my question. What we've done is we've machined them on a much more expensive process. So the accuracy of the pyramid is much more than it was before. This gives it a much more focal, always like a telescope. The receptors are actually designed like a Cassegrain telescope, which we used at NASA, which the Galileo, of course, is at. And what happens is the receptor, if it didn't have the bridge on it the way it does, to do what it has to do would probably be about 12 inches across. Okay, it would be large. It would be like the size of a dinner plate. But by precision engineering, we were able to get it down to the size it is, about an inch and a half. So once we got it down there and found the focal point to be where it was, we were able to focus it a lot more. And the back side of it is much more accurate, too. The Yanan Mantram on the back has been changed. It's much more better. I have a caller. I'll take the caller in a minute. There's another one here. Andrino from Rhode Island asks Steve, please send some healing to me. Thank thank you. That's to Adrenio in Rhode Island. Yeah. So would you send them some healing?
It's coming. It's going into her heart right now as we speak. So I'm looking at her.
Okay. All right. We have a caller on the line.
Oh, yes. My name is Sandra.
Hi, Sandra. Where are you from?
Hi. Cleveland, Ohio.
Cleveland, Ohio. Well, yeah. Ohio Buckeyes. We went from Ann Arbor, Michigan.
Yeah, real party town. Yeah,
a real party town. And that was, I never got to party. You know,
no.
I didn't know. It's a smoking dope place. I didn't smoke dope or any of that kind of stuff. I just had a paper route and repaired television sets. I was straight.
I'm being sarcastic.
I know. Well, I'm not. Anyhow, what's your question, dear?
Well, actually, I have a couple. I've ordered a receptor. I really enjoyed talking with Mikkel, by the way. Very knowledgeable.
Oh, good.
Yeah, she helped a lot. And my receptor's on its way, I assume. But it's sterling silver, and she said she had talked with you and that you had suggested a yellow sapphire for it.
Right.
I work as a professional psychic. I'm like a fourth-generation psychic and medium.
Wow.
As well as astrologer and what have you. And I've done this my whole life. I'm 51 now. And
right, you're just a child in our time.
Thank
you. Got midlife yet. Isn't that amazing?
Pardon me?
I said you haven't even reached midlife yet. At the turn of the century, it'd be all over with. It's the way our growth curve is with all these life-extending products. When you get up to 100 or so, then we'll say, then you're getting a little older. You know?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Especially when you wear a receptor. You know, when you wear a receptor, it changes every 7 years. Your body reproduces itself. With a receptor on it, reproduces itself in a much higher frequency, and your DNA re-spirals up again. So it slows down the aging process, almost stops it in some people.
You know, I was reading that in the receptor booklet, your manual, and
yeah.
It's fascinating. But you know, a couple things I wanted to ask you. I assume you're familiar with white powder of gold, Ormus?
Yeah, I am. Steve, you are too, right?
Oh, yeah. I've been taking it for almost 3 years now. And
yeah.
It's done some wonderful things for me, but it seems as though everything you described the receptor to be doing, that the Ormus seems to do also, although you ingest Ormus and you wear a receptor. So I was just assuming that your receptor would amplify the effects of the Ormus, or they would work together.
Oh, yeah. What it does is it extends the bandwidth of it. In other words, when you it does it with vitamin C. Vitamin C... is assimilated in urine testing with the receptor or one of our pyramids, actually, 400% more efficient. So if your body holds 5 grams of vitamin C using this Cleidian technology, your body theoretically takes 1 gram of vitamin C and sees 5. So that's pretty cool, and then we've been able to actually scientifically validate that point.
Wow.
Secondly, when you increase the bandwidth, your vision gets better. And when you're taking trace minerals, like you're talking about trace minerals, you ought to try our Pyrrolo formula also, which will really amplify that stuff. That has all the rest of vanadium, titanium in it. When you take that, your hearing becomes much more acute, and your vision becomes much more acute. And your psychic aerial, which is your sympathetic nervous system, is now getting nourished. Before, you were not taking any of these trace minerals. You're probably winging it as a psychic. Now you should be really kicking in and going into afterburner with it. What do you think about that, Steve? What are your comments on that?
I think it's very true, Fred.
Yeah.
How do you think?
How's she doing as a psychic? Because you're a psychic also. How's she going to do
with
that?
She's really great, Fred.
Yeah, okay.
You feel her energy all the way over here. It feels wonderful.
Yeah. Well, that's good. Yeah, she's over in Ohio. She's got a... Cleveland, you know, that's an industrial area over there, and it's got to work through that industrial vibe, you know, to get that energy out there.
Yep.
Yeah.
Yep. She's doing great.
Any other questions there?
Yeah, can you hear me?
Yeah.
Okay, great.
Yeah.
Sorry. I had to turn off my internet. I apologize.
It will ring if you don't. It'll go ringing. Yeah.
Sorry. Yeah, actually, I did talk with Steve a few weeks back, and he did some healing work on me, and he was really wonderful. And I wanted to ask a question a bit about that, too. One about working with your projector, one about what Steve was answering for other people about the next stone up when I complete my cycle with the yellow sapphire. Does he have any idea of how long that might take for me and what the next stone might be?
It feels like about 6 months.
Uh-huh.
The next stone... I'd say probably a blue sapphire.
Oh, I wear one of those when I do my readings now.
You do. That's amazing. That's really great. Please, I love it. Sapphire, it'd be wonderful for you.
Oh. Hey, we could call this a psychic jam here.
Oh. Well, you know what? I did want to ask about the projector. You were talking about manifesting with it, and
yes.
I'm curious as to if anyone's ever tried asking for something to manifest within a certain time frame. I know that's kind of pushing the river. It's everything's supposed to be in God's time, and I'm very familiar with that. But on a scientific level, you know, you know, just for experimenting's sake, has anyone ever tried that?
Pushing something?
Yes, yes. I actually took my wife down to Social Security. And what happened was basically that we waited in line for about 20 minutes. I walked up to the front of the line, and people were leaving very angrily. And the computers were down, and I walked right up to her, and she said, "Well, I'm terribly sorry, but our computers are down, and I can't give you anything." And I said to the computer, I said, under my breath, though, I said, "Computer, please turn on." It came on instantaneously. So that worked. And then she said, "Well, I'd love to help you more, but our printer is down." And I said, "Printer, please turn on." This is under my breath. And the printer came on instantaneously. We got Donna her card and left. How long it stayed on after that, I don't know. But my wife turned around to me and says, "What are you doing?" You know, she could feel
the energy
coming from me. I
remember that. She called me and told me about it afterwards. Yeah.
Yes.
I was a witness to that one.
Yeah.
And so you did this with a receptor and a pendant projector, you say?
I did it with a pendant projector, yes.
Hmm. Oh, great. Well, thank you very much for answering my questions. And
I
love you both.
Glad to have you on.
I love you both. You're great.
Radio?
Thank you.
Would you do me a favor?
Pardon me?
Could you do me a favor?
Are you enjoying our shows over here at BBS Radio? We're expanding now.
Oh, you know what? I'd love to. I've looked into it, and I'm trying to come up with the financial resources to do it, but I would love to do it. I've been teaching for years in the area of metaphysics and astrology locally here, and I've done some radio interviews as a guest nationally, but I'd like to have my own show. Thank you.
Yeah, that would be good.
Okay, well, thanks a lot.
Can I ask you a question?
Yeah, go ahead.
Yeah. Do me a favor. Put one hand in front of the other about 6 or 7 inches away. You'll be able to feel the white light from your fingertips. Going into your hand, if you don't mind trying that. I'm pretty well sure you'll be able to feel that.
Okay.
Good. And what I do is I rub my hands together before I do it, too. It makes it more sensitive.
Yes.
And how about you? Can you feel that about 6 inches, 7 inches away?
Yes.
I can feel it at 2 feet, Steve.
Right,
no problem.
Right. Well, she might be able to feel it. I'm going to use pressure. I'm about 500 miles from you. I'm looking right at your fingertips.
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to put pressure on your fingertips right now. Can you feel that as I'm moving my hand closer to your fingertips?
Yeah, they're actually buzzing, vibrating.
Good, honey. Good, good. Then you're receiving the energy already.
And I'm feeling something. I'm feeling in my solar plexus so much pressure, it almost feels a little queasy.
Yes, there's a lot of energy going through you, so... that's wonderful. I think a lot of people are receiving energy, so I think that's wonderful.
Mm-hmm. It's a lot of energy.
Yes, it is.
That's the nice thing about BBS radio. We transmit more than the electromagnetic waves into the air and waves through the internet. We will be doing a planetary shift pretty soon, you know. We'll do our own little pole shift, right?
You bet.
Okay, I got a question for Steve from... Adreno in Rhode Island, and says, "I have a nuclear receptor. I just want to know if I'm ready for a projector." So I'm going to let you take that one, Steve.
Yes.
Okay. All right.
Yes.
And then now she wants to know, or he or she, and a standalone projector.
Yes, she's ready for that too.
Okay. Now Dominic.
Actually, she needs two.
Two. Okay.
She needs two projectors. Yes.
Okay. Now, Dominic is saying, before I go to Dominic's question, can you elaborate why she needs to?
Yes. Evidently, for some odd reason, she needs it in her front and her back. One needs to face west and one needs to face east.
Okay.
Actually,
give it out now so people can have it. A lot of people don't have it yet. You know, you get a lot of calls after the show. Go ahead and put your phone number out now so people can reach you.
Phone number at home, that's the only phone number. I can't find my cell phone for some odd reason, is area code 585-461-3319. I'm more than happy to answer questions.
Give it out one more time.
It's 585-461-3319.
Okay. Dominic, a person, we have a lot of action here tonight on the internet. Dominic, can Steve identify what's causing a harsh energy blockage around my head and throat? And that's from Dominic. I don't know where he's located, but that's what he just asked us. Harsh energy around his head and
actually,
throat.
Actually, what the problem is that his legs are blocked and the energy is not coming up through the ground to his energy. In other words, the energy is going down through him. It's just not coming back up again.
Okay, so what do you
What we could do is clear him. Is he on the phone or is he
on the internet? No, it's on the internet. We have a thing called instant messaging on the front page of BBS Radio, and I monitor that. And I get a lot of questions.
Well, ask him if he can feel the energy in his solar plexus in the heart area right now. His head should be opening up.
Okay. Did you hear that, Dominic? Send us an answer on the internet if you can feel something. Okay. Very good. So anyway, we'll wait for his answer here, which I'm sure he'll send, or and then we'll go on to the next thing. So what else have you been doing back there, Steve? What's exciting this week? It's quite a while, as a matter of fact, because I've been gone.
Yeah. I've just been doing a lot of energy work, Fred, with a lot of people, and it seems to be getting a lot stronger.
Oh, hang on.
Evidently.
Hold on one second. Dominic says he's in England, and he said, gosh. Thank you, Dominic.
Yeah.
We went from Rhode Island to England. That was good, from Ohio. We're bouncing around with a boat tonight at BBS. Go ahead. I'm sorry to interrupt.
No, that's okay. How did he feel? Did he feel himself open up?
Gosh, I guess when you're in England, I'd like to know where in England. My kids are on the Isle of Wight, by the way, Dominic, if you want to tell me where in England you are. But I guess gosh means that means good,
Tell him that his first chakra is opening up, his knees are opening up, and he's got the chakras in the bottom of his feet are opening up, and they're going down to the center of the earth as we speak right now.
Okay.
So he's being healed.
Yeah, he says he'd like to try and phone in. If you can get through, Dominic, go ahead. Carmen from Toronto, Canada, is asking, I just received my silver tone receptor with zirconium. Did I pick the right rock? That's kind of cute. How do you answer that? She's got a cubic zirconium.
Yes.
Carmen from Toronto.
Yeah, he's doing fine.
Okay, that's a good one for you. That's going to be a hot stone, you know.
Yes.
Isn't this fun? Yeah. All these people calling in from all over the world. How do you like it, Steve? You're going to have
that's
your own
good.
Show
that's
here.
Wonderful. Tell him that the stone is okay, but when he needs to order something, he needs a stone with a little higher frequency. It's not high enough for him, but it's an okay stone.
Okay. Carmen from Toronto says, I'm not good with the muscle test. My answer to that is probably she's not being tested properly. What do you feel? Now, Carmen, go ahead.
Is Carmen there?
Yeah,
is she on the phone or no?
The internet. She hears everything you say. She just didn't call in.
Okay. Tell her that right hand right now is receiving a tremendous amount of energy. It should be warm. She should feel the center of her hand feeling a lot of heat. If she puts it up to her throat, she will get answers either yes or no.
Okay, now we have a caller on the line. Oh, caller, where are you from and who are you?
Hi, this is George. I'm in Rathdrum, Idaho.
Okay.
Yeah, I've got one of the star orbs, which I've got hanging up in my living room, and I just grounded it out through an electrical outlet.
Yeah, on the third wire, the round plug socket, right?
The ground wire, yeah.
That's correct, yeah.
Okay. And also the other question, I've got the silver nuclear receptor, and I've got the amethyst and the stone, and I'm not sure if that's actually the right stone or not.
Well, Steve can answer that right now. Is it the right one for him or not? If so, why?
It's a little weak. It's not the stone he should have. I would say that he probably needs, let me just go down the list here. He needs a sapphire. Have you had trouble with your heart chakra? Have you been having a little trouble?
Yes. Well, when I wear the nuclear receptor, I feel like pressure around my heart chakra. That's
yes, you'll need a blue
right
sapphire.
Open up your adrenal levels a little high for you.
Okay. Yeah, because the stone you're wearing now is, it's okay, but it's not doing the job it's meant to do.
Do I need a blue sapphire?
You need a blue sapphire, yes.
Blue sapphire. Okay, great.
I had a period in my life when I was overweight, and I had to add some heart. My blood pressure was high, and wearing a blue sapphire and dieting, of course, too, brought my blood pressure down, way down, like half of what it was. And I wore a blue sapphire for almost a year and a half because I didn't want to take it off once I got into the feeling of it because I felt so much better. My blood pressure had gone up to about back in the 80s. When I was quite a bit younger, my blood pressure had gotten up to about 160 over 100, and that's ridiculous. Now it's like 112 or 115 over 70. So, I mean, that's a big drop, and I attribute a lot of that to the blue sapphire. It also took away the desire or craving to eat the wrong foods. Now I'm a strict, strict vegetarian. It really changed my own metabolism.
Yeah.
You know,
yeah.
It takes seven years to do that. Yeah.
Right. Right.
Yeah.
I need to tell everybody out there that's receiving energy that they're starting to see a lot of black, and that black is coming out of their body, so please let it go. It's just a normal process of getting rid of things that you don't need. So if you're seeing the black, please let it go. It's just something that's coming out of your body, and you will receive light instead of the darkness. Thank you.
Great. Thank you very much, Dr. Bell, and thank you, Steve.
Thank you, George. Touch.
Thanks. Bye-bye.
Thanks for listening to DeepBBSRadio.com.
I look forward to it every week. Thanks.
Oh, yeah, and that's great. You telling your friends?
Yeah.
I'm still here.
Tell your friends there's some real quackos over here. They better be ready for some complete entertainment on the verge of insanity because we're all nuts. Everybody at BBS Radio is not quite right or we wouldn't be here. But the world seems to identify with it. So thanks for calling in.
All right. Thank you very much.
You're welcome.
Okay. Bye-bye.
I think you fall in that category, Steve. What do you think? Here's another question to me. When will I have a video of your laser and energy shows showing the time phase shifting in vortex? That's a good question. Marco Wolfer is on my raysoftruth.tv. Email Marco there. Go on the Rays of Truth website and ask him that question because he's in charge of getting this filming done, and they're supposed to send a film crew in from my seminar on June 9th, 10th, and 11th here in 2007. And that same film crew could film this because we're going to actually run all this stuff. We don't turn these lasers on every day because there's a lot of them and it takes quite a while to synchronize everything. So hopefully... George, or wherever your name is, you can put your name on there. We'll have some stuff to show you, and then we'll get it up on BBS Radio ASAP. You know, you haven't seen the show yet either, have you, Steve?
No, I have not.
It's pretty good.
I have.
Hi.
Yeah.
Hello, Steve.
Yeah, hello.
Hey, yeah, I was calling. This is Scott in Ohio.
Hi, Scott. Yes. What part of Ohio? You've been on the show before.
Right, yeah. Down in southern Ohio, right next to the Ohio River, directly south of Columbus. And I got a dog, Cockapoo, and he's had some problems with some growths on his chest, and I was just wondering what I could, what needs
to be. Okay, I'll tell you what we've been doing. I need to get Mikkel on here to tell you about that, but you call in and talk to Mikkel. You've talked to her. We've been putting a lot of silver receptors on animals lately, a lot of them.
Uh-huh.
It's amazing how many people want silver receptors, the good ones, on their dogs. It seems to be helping them. I remember we had a St. Bernard up in White Mountains, a very gentle dog. It must have weighed 200 pounds. It was huge. And we had one of our systems up there, one of our systems three at this house. And I was up there doing seminars with at the Honda Indian Reservation. And they had put a silver receptor on this dog. And I remember this. I was petting the dog, and you could pet it any time, and it was just so sweet. But as I started moving my hand up around its neck, it started to growl a little bit. And then as I got my hand near the receptor, it was growling pretty good rate of growl coming out of that dog, meaning that he didn't want my hand near his receptor. So he was getting the message to me was that he was getting an effect from it that he liked, and he didn't want any humans messing with that.
Right. He didn't want you to take it away from
him. My birds over here, which are in the background now, I have three parrots. They love this stuff. I got a pyramid over their cage all the time on one of them, and they all love the receptor and stuff. They just put, you know, I put them over their cages, and they just love it. Yeah.
Okay. So is anything else Steve's got on that as far as something from his end?
Yeah, Steve, we give Scott an answer here on that. What do you think about
him? About his puppies? Talking about his puppy?
No, he's about 12 years old. My dog.
How old is he, Spix?
He's about 12.
Oh.
If you take your hand and put it 6 inches from his chest and ask for him to be cleared, it'll start clearing him.
Okay.
In other words, if you take your hand, you'll be able to feel the energy. You'll be able to feel warmth in your hand.
Right.
He'll be able to feel warmth in his chest. As a matter of fact, if you do that and then put your hand near his chest, you'll feel warmth.
Right. Okay. I got you.
Okay.
Yeah, and I've got a receptor now. How does that look for me personally? Do I need to go to projector? Am I ready for that? Or
how long have you had the receptor?
Probably about 10 months, maybe.
Yeah. What do you think, Steve? I'd say he's about ready.
He needs to clean that receptor. The receptor's a little dirty.
Okay.
I'm looking at him. Not yet.
Okay.
Not yet. I would give yourself another month and a half, at least a month and a half, and then I would get a projector. Actually, if you wanted to order it, it would take probably about a month and a half before you get it.
Okay.
Yeah, it does.
It could take more, but... I think you could be ready for it in a month and a half. You need to clean your nuclear receptor. It's rather dirty.
Okay.
What about his dog? Should he get something like a sapphire for his dog?
He could get a sapphire for his dog. He could get a silver sapphire nuclear receptor for his dog. Yeah, that would clear him.
Yeah.
That would clear him.
Okay.
You know, I had a dog. Scott, I had a dog here for a long time. I don't have one now, but this is many years ago. And this dog was old when I got it. It was probably 10 or 11 years old when I got it. And it's from a girlfriend that I had at one time. She left it. When she left me, she left the dog here.
Yes.
And I built a pyramid house for him with one of our regular capstones, and he was out in the backyard. And we had a yard, and now there's a laboratory out there. I had that dog for another 8 years. He was 18, and he wasn't aging at all.
Wow.
And he became a vegetarian. The dog's name was Robbie. And so... I felt sorry for him. He had so much energy. He's 18 now that I let him out around the neighborhood, but he kept getting arrested, you know. So I had to keep going to the dog pound to bail him out. And I didn't have the time to walk him around. He's 18 years old. So I gave him to a lady downtown who could walk him around. And he was happy to go there. He didn't, you know, he was a pretty, you know, 18. They're pretty smart. And as far as I know, that dog still might be walking around down there, you know.
It's
that's amazing, you know, in my own experience. And when I worked with Pat Flanagan years ago, he'd done a lot of experimentation with dogs and pyramids, and he found that they have a tendency to become vegetarians and live a heck of a lot longer. And cats, we've done some work with them, but we've never done any longevity with cats. Cats will just climb inside our Vitamid. And we're coming out with a new 3-foot size for animals, too. You can order it. We've completely redesigned our Portamid line. They aren't flexible rods anymore. They've got beautiful, we can make it chrome or any material you want, plating.
Yeah.
And it'll be great for animals. And we'll have pictures going up on the website next week with all of this, you know.
Right.
So animals are important to people. You know, they're in the becoming of humans.
Yeah.
And people typically, I've noticed around here in Laguna Beach, they'll spend more money on their animal than they do themselves on their health and that, you know.
Yeah, my dog does a lot of dream travel with me, and he's kind of a guide and a protector in dream world. So, you know,
He's probably a spirit guide in an animal body anyway.
He's extremely important.
Yeah, I bet
important.
You put a receptor on him, he's going to really come to life.
Hey, I know
for sure.
On the cleaning the receptor. You may have went over that. I think you might have talked about it as soon as I tuned in. Besides just using water to clean it, is there something else?
Yes, you need to take that to a jewelry store and have them sonically clean it.
Sonically, okay, I can do that. All right.
Yes, that'll actually make it brighter. When you can't feel it,
right,
then you need to take it and get it clean.
Right. Sometimes you can feel it when it starts getting too much on it, then the chain will start biting your neck. You know,
yeah, and it also gets radioactive, yes, because it's pulling radioactivity out of your body. And
yes,
when a lot of times when people don't wash them, I wash mine every day.
Yes.
And the silver and the gold ones are really, and platinum ones have to be washed, rinsed off, just rinse it in,
right,
10 seconds in the water, because they become radioactive. They attract gamma waves out of your body. And that's not, it's good, because the water you drink is 10% more radioactive. The cell phone radiation, it all builds up in the body. It relieves all that, you know?
Yeah, when I turn the shower on to warm the water up, I always put the receptor in the shower first and let the water warm up.
Yeah, that's good.
That's so cool. That's
I
cool.
do that daily. Okay, hey, thanks a lot, and let somebody else get on. I appreciate you guys.
Hey, thanks for, we haven't talked in 6 months. Great hearing from you, man.
Yes, it is. Love and life to you guys, and you're in my thoughts all the time. Thanks for the helpfulness to humanity. Bye-bye.
Okay, thanks. Steve, Carmen from Toronto, what should I feel when I put my hand over my throat?
Tell her that she'll feel some warmth.
That's, by the way, Carmen says he's a guy. Okay. That
guy
watched it on these things. Genders are getting there. I apologize, Carmen, you're a guy. That's cool.
Okay.
You know,
tell
so they can say, I always tell people when they're pregnant that the name, if it's a daughter, name it Frederica.
Right.
Go ahead.
Right. That'll open up his throat area. He's been blocked there for quite some time. And what he'll do is that he'll open up his throat area. It's opening right now as we speak. He's actually turning the light on in his throat.
Yeah.
Excuse me?
Did he do any breathing exercises?
Yes. I have an exercise that I've used that seems to be very straightforward, and it's extremely powerful. As you're breathing in, breathe all the way down through your body, breathe through your feet into the ground, and as you're breathing, say in, I breathe in the breath of God. And it's so powerful, Fred, it just cleanses you right out.
Wow.
And your whole body will tingle. It's, I breathe in the breath of God, then blow out anything you need to blow out. And the next breath, I would continue, I breathe in the breath of God, and then make up your own saying. You know, but I breathe in the breath of God is extremely powerful. Anything we do that we say is extremely powerful. And when you're mentioning the Creator's name and you're breathing that love and light and harmony into yourself, believe me, you'll clean out.
Okay, that's good. Dominic, I guess, couldn't get through because the phone was tied up, but he's asking a question on the line here. Dominic wants to know if the emerald is the right stone for his receptor at present, the one I'm wearing. He's got an emerald right now. Is that the right one for Dominic?
He needs also to clean his necklace. His necklace is dirty.
Okay.
It's okay. It's, let's see here. If he's on the phone, tell Dominic to have the necklace clean because it's rather dirty.
Okay.
It really needs to be
this
clean.
Is a question for you. How do I work on my dream state and astral projection? I feel my third eye is blocked.
Breathe through your third eye. You can actually breathe through it. I breathe in the breath of God through your third eye, and that'll cleanse it.
How do you do that anyway?
What you need to do is you look at your third eye, you feel your third eye,
with your hand.
And you actually breathe. As you're breathing the air in, you'll actually feel the air go through the third eye. You can actually do it with any part of your body. But what you want to do is breathe the air in. You'll actually feel the air go through your third eye, and it actually will cleanse it.
I just did that. That's kind of neat. I never tried that one before.
There's another thing with the eyes, but I'll have to tell you that separately. That's extremely powerful, Fred. So I'll have to tell you that one all privately. But,
okay.
Yes, go ahead.
Dominic says thanks. Thank you, Dominic.
You're quite
for tuning into BBS and emailing us. And then somebody else here asked me if there's new products on the horizon. Richard asked that. Yeah, Richard, we got a lot of new stuff. Watch the website and the Rays of Truth TV. com. Watch those two websites, and some of it we'll announce it on the show. There's a lot of new products on the horizon. Steve's always ready for new products, right? You've got to start trying out for these healing tuning forks, like the thing that I've got right here from Randy Masters. If you can get out here to the seminar, Steve, you should come on out. You should be. You could actually give an hour lecture yourself at it. You know,
you're not I probably could.
You see how busy this show is getting now?
That's great.
Between the phones and the internet, I mean, we got a lot of people listening all over the
place. I think what I need to tell everybody is that they should start feeling very grounded, very open, and very centered. They should feel a tremendous amount of light going through their third eye. So everybody that has opened up to the energy that I have sent them, if they would just feel that, they're going to feel very grounded, very open, very centered, and very clear. The darkness is gone. So whoever accepted that light, I think they're going to be very surprised.
Yeah, when we do Carillion photography, one of the messages that I've been getting lately is get everybody grounded. You know, people want to get high and light and airy, fairy, and euphoric, but grounding does all that. It's, most people have all that built in, and it's really sad that the people on all these hard pharmaceutical drugs are you know, all these effectors and SSRI and MOA, you know, inhibitors and all these horrible drugs that people are on, they wouldn't need those drugs if they were able to ground themselves out. When we do Carillion photography, what we're looking at is a high-voltage plate with a piece of film, your hand on the other side, and those little lines and squiggles are just grounding energy. And if you can't ground that camera out, that high voltage ground through that photographic film, you don't show up the aura. They say, oh, your aura's flat, wrong color, no color. That's because you're not grounding. You know, take your shoes off, take your socks off, go to the beach or go outside and just rock back and forth on your feet and curl your toes and straighten them and rock and feel your arches. Do that once or twice a week, and you'd be surprised. That really helps you ground. It's an old Kundalini exercise that I religiously practice for 40 years now, you know. Because I am a real airhead. I'm the last person that can get grounded most of the time. My head's too mental, you know. You know what I mean?
You're a pretty good guy, Fred. I like you a lot.
Yeah, we have a lot of fun, you know.
We have a lot of fun
with our audience out there tonight. I'm glad everybody's having fun with us, you know.
You bet.
So what's going to be happening with you next week?
Me?
Yeah, what are you doing next week? You going to go out cruising?
Oh, yeah, for sure. I'm going to have I have a lot of fun with my car. As a matter of fact, I'm going out tomorrow night. There's a show here in town, so I'm going to have a lot of fun with it.
Oh, good. Yeah, Steve bought one of those. You know, we're all old drag racers, and how many years has it been since you've had a decent car, since you gave up? When did you give up racing and go into healing? How long ago was that?
I started healing when I was 40 years old. I stopped racing in 1965. 65 is when I stopped racing.
Yeah, so now what happened?
It's been a long time.
You've added healing, and now you're back to racing again.
Now I'm back to racing and healing, so that's a lot of fun.
Now, that's pretty good. I like it when you go full circle, because to me, having a race car, and I've had one off and on, for many years I didn't have any car practically, no motorcycles, nothing. For like 20 years when I first started Peridot, I couldn't afford any of that stuff. I just had an old junk car, I drove around, or I borrowed one, you know, and I was on the airplane all the time. And then gradually I sort of got back into it. I found it was really a good source of grounding, a good hobby, I think. I've got some motorcycles I bought that I've ridden once, and I've had them like 6 months, so I don't get a chance to do it much anymore, but at least I get a chance to do it occasionally, you know. This paradigm and this profession that I'm in is full-time and then full-time and then full-time, 3 times full-time a day. I get up in the morning and go to bed at night, and I'm still working, you know. Mikel likes to shoot me sometimes. I don't blame her, but because I work so much. But I enjoy what I do, don't you?
I love it, Fred.
Yeah.
Absolutely, but I can't get enough of it.
Yeah, I know. There's not enough time anymore. And plus, we're going into the fourth dimension with immortality now. So, it's just amazing, how time moves so rapidly, you know.
I think it's so much fun.
So you're going to the races. Now we've got a couple minutes left. By the way, put your phone number out there again.
585-461-3319.
One more time.
585 461-3319.
I want everybody to go ahead.
Yeah, I was just going to say that Mikkel is really great at choosing stones for everybody. So if you think that you need stones that are upgraded, please call Mikkel. She's really, really fabulous at that, and she'll be able to help you out tremendously.
That number is 1-800-729-2603. That's 1-800-729-2603. You know, these shows are one of these days I'm going to put a commercial or two on these shows, but these shows, we get so much done. I don't even have time to do the Hot Rod to Hell, but we're going to do the Hot Rod to Hell again when we get time, sometime, because I got a lot of businesses I like to slam all the time with Hot Rod to Hell.
So we get busy. I don't know why we get so busy, but it's wonderful. I love talking to people and helping them. So do you.
Well, you talk to people, you know, halfway around the globe tonight, and I don't know how many emails I heard. You know, there's tons of them on here that came in on the live chat section. And those of you that want to do this next time, go to the index page or the front page of BBS Radio and scroll down a little ways, and you'll see live chat and fast chat. We use the live chat, and it goes instantly. I sit here and monitor it through the entire show, and I have a blast, and I can it cues me up to where I need to go in the show. And so it's their program. It's not my program. Sounds like it's my program a lot of times. I apologize for that, but it's their program, and I love to see the direction that this show goes to at different times. And by the way, there was a confusion on David Icke. He is actually coming on. His wife Pamela normally schedules that. This time she didn't know that he had scheduled somebody else, and I had said we'd reschedule David Icke on my show until August when his new book is out, which is fine for me. So he will be on again, and he'll be on, I guess, May 20th here. Well, that's all the time we've got. Our guest tonight was Steve Barish from Barish Enterprises. I guess that's his new racing outfit, right? And
yeah, that'll work.
Yeah, that'll work. And thank you very much. Thank you, Tampa Bay, all my listeners down there. Thank you for all my listeners all worldwide, because this is your show. You've been listening to www.bbsradio.com. And if you want to email me, it's fredbell@pyridine.com. Until next time, have a great evening and stay healthy.